The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Lorraine Brennan, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan Tubridy. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a school principal. Where?
In Mount Talbot National School in County Roscommon.
And are you home?
Roscommon and Galway. And I am at home.
You're home.
And we had a lot of sad faces leaving Mount Talbot. A lot of children were shouting with glee leaving school yesterday, but ours had very sad faces.
Why?
Because we were supposed to be having a fantastic birthday party for a wonderful 100-year-old who lives next door. And the plug had to be pulled on all today.
No. Who's the lovely 100-year-old woman next door?
Our fantastic granny, Emma Cronin, lives next door to the school. And she's been part of our school community for decades. Her husband was principal of the school years ago. And Emma was the mammy and the nurse. And who lived next door, who took care of all the children when they fell or they were hurt or they missed mammy.
So she's been part and parcel of the community for all this time.
Yes.
And she's hitting 100 years on Sunday.
She is still the treasurer of our board. And she used to have her big 100th birthday on Sunday. And she had promised the children this time last year that if she lived to see 100, she'd throw them her 100th birthday party.
Oh, in her house.
I gave her the option. Did she want to do it in her house or did she want to come out next door? And she opted for next door.
Good on her. Okay.
In school, yeah. So we called her yesterday because she called. She was so excited. She had got the letter from President Michael D congratulating on her 100th birthday and showing us her lovely check. And she was full of the joys of her 100th birthday party that she was going to celebrate today. And she was a very disappointed lady yesterday evening.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
We had even said we'd go in today at 1:30 and break the rule. I know we shouldn't. But we were going to go into school at 1:30. But her family recommended that we didn't, that we postpone rather than cancel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, especially after hearing our GP this morning, that's sage advice under the circumstances. I have in front of me a series of beautifully coloured and written letters from the children of Mount Talbot National School, all saying, could we say to Emma, happy birthday today? So can I do that?
Yes, you can.
And wish her a happy birthday on behalf of me, sending her love and kind thoughts. And let's all clap for her. Well done. Happy birthday, Emma. Yeah. And when the virus is gone, we'll have cake together.
Yes. That's Ryan, thanks a million.
Hey, listen, that's what we're here for, Lorraine.
You are a star. Thanks.
What are you going to do for the next couple of weeks?
Well, I have four lunatics myself here who need entertainment.
What are you going to do?
Well, we have an open forest across the road from us, so we're going to make full use of that. And we have lots of books on the shelves.
I think the literacy rates will rise. I was in the bookshop yesterday. They were telling me that the books are selling. So people are doing that. And yeah, you're going to have to, it's going to be a big ask, but we're a smart country. We'll get through this.
No, this will bring out the good side of everybody.
I agree with
you. It really will.
I agree with you, Lorraine.
You know?
Okay, keep the best side up and we'll see you on the other side.
You keep the positivity flowing. Well done,
okay.
Ryan.
See you, Lorraine. Bye.
Thank you.
There's a terrific book. Bye, Lorraine. There's a terrific book. I kind of landed on my desk upstairs one stage and then it showed up on the toy show. But it's a book called In Quest of Adventure, 25 Challenges to Do Before You're 12. And I remember thinking this would be a great toy show book, and sure enough, one of the children came up and told us it was great, and it is, and it's just well worth getting your hands on that if you can, because they give you challenges of things you can do, and a lot of them are outdoors, most doable, and each challenge is free, and it's engaging, and it's just a terrific book. So if you can get your hands on that, be sure to do so because I think you'd like it. InQuestOfAdventureBook@gmail.com for details. Thank you to Nicola and Austin Gregg. Also delighted to see that Barry Keoghan's film with Niamh Alger called Calm with Horses gets a 4-star review in the very difficult to please Daily Telegraph movie section this morning. So well done to them on that.